Guess what? Today we're talking about money, mindset, and millionaire moves. Why pricing isn't just about numbers. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Unveiled, Real Women, Real Talk, where faith meets fire and business is busted. I'm your host, Coach Naima, and today we're diving into one of the biggest conversations in business, money and mindset. Sis, let me tell you, pricing isn't just about slapping a number on your product or service. It's about your mindset, your confidence, and your willingness to step into your millionaire moves. Because the truth is, if you don't believe in your worth, no one else will either. And oftentimes you'll see women that is saying, "Oh, I know my worth. I know my worth." But you don't show it in ways that other people can actually see it. So let's make sure that we are in alignment with what we say and what we do. All right, so let's talk about the real struggle with pricing. So pricing is all about how you value yourself, right? How you value the product and or service that you're giving. Let's be real. Most women, especially women of color, especially Muslim women of color, they have kind of like been taught, or conditioned, I would say, to think small when it comes to money, right? So no, we don't want to think small when it comes to money. Why? Because we undercharge because we don't want to scare people. We don't want to scare people away from our product and our service. So we overgive because we don't want anyone to think that we're greedy, right? So, oh, I'm going to give them this offer and then I'm going to give them this and then this and I'm going to charge them only this much and I'm going to keep giving them this and then they're going to have this service and this thing and then stop doing that. Absolutely no, do not overgive. And we stay stuck because deep down there's like a fear. There's a fear that, oh, they're not going to buy anything from us. There's a fear that they might not want to be my client. There's a fear of self-disapproval or judgment. We got to let all of that go. So the real struggle with pricing is letting ourselves be ourselves, right? Stop undercharging. Don't worry about the fear of rejection. Don't worry about the fear of not being good enough. And don't worry about the fear of people saying, who does she think she is for charging that? Well, you're charging that because of who you are. So you think who you are, and that's why you're charging that specific thing. But here's the hard truth. Undercharging doesn't serve you either, really. So it does not even serve your clients. So you think that, oh, I'm going to charge a little bit and it's going to help my clients. It absolutely is not going to help them. And let me tell you why. Because when you undercharge, you're telling yourself, my work isn't really valuable. I'm not worth investing in. And guess what? Your clients feel that energy. Yeah, we don't want any of that happening, right? We don't want your clients to feel that energy. So let's think about it. If you walked into a store and you saw a high-end designer bag priced at $20, would you believe it? Would you think that it's the real thing? Or would you automatically think, eh, something is off? This is like a Chanel bag or a Gucci or whatever, Louis Vuitton. I don't know. I'm not into those bags. But for people who are, they know what the price point is and they know what the value is. And so if they saw that price point for that bag, they were like, something's off. And remembering that your pricing tells people how to value you before you even open your mouth. So if you are underpricing, what do you think they're going to come with? The foolishness. They're going to come with the mom and pop discounts, and they're going to come with the friend discount and the family discount, and can you give it to me for this and all of this stuff? Because they think that because you are charging so low that you do not value yourself, and you absolutely do. All right, so now let's go into shifting into the CEO mindset. So, how do we shift? How do we shift from feeling like this low level type of thinking to moving away from a more fear-based pricing into a CEO level pricing. And so we got four steps that I want to share with you. Step one, check your beliefs about money. Do you see money as something scarce, or do you see something money about us or do you see money as something abundant? Sorry about that. Do you see money as something scarce or something abundant? And some people also say, is money a tool for you? So if it's a tool, you can constantly be using it. So do you believe that people can and will pay you? What do you think in your head? Like when you think of pricing and when you think of your product, automatically you say, people aren't going to really pay for that. So when you assume that people can't afford you, what happens? You give off that energy, right? So the belief is running the show behind the scenes in your head, how you believe money. So again, if you like this price point is excellent and people are going to buy it, your ideal client is going to see that and they are going to come running to you. And they're going to pay for it. And it's not an immediate run. So let's be clear, right? That there has to be things put in place in order for this to happen. But yeah, check your beliefs about money. And I highly recommend that you write this out in a journal, all of the fears and scarcity thoughts that you have centered around money, and shift those things in order to be able to come to a less fear-based price structure. Step two, detach your value from your price. How do you do that? How do you detach your value from your price? Well, your price isn't about your worth as a human being. It's about the transformation that you deliver. Again, let's say that again. It's about the transformation that you deliver. You're not charging for your time. You're charging for the results, the relief, the growth, the transformation that your clients are going to walk away with that with. And that is either in a product and or a service. So again, detach your value from the price. It's not based on what you think. It's about the transformation that you're going to give to that client. So if I have some detergent, right? And I'm like, man, that's going to transform these dirty clothes into clean clothes. And people are like, I need that, right? And so it's this specific price point, and people are going to be like, yep, let me pay for that because that is worth the transformation from dirty to clean, right? That's just one small example. The third step that you want to do is build confidence in your offer. Again, check your beliefs about money, detach your value from your price, and now build your confidence in your offer. You can't confidently ask for $2,500, $5,000, or even $10,000 if you don't believe that your offer is designed to deliver that kind of value. Do you believe it? You have to believe it first, because when you believe it, then who else believes it? Your clients, your ideal clients begin to believe that as well. So you need to package your services so that you can present it in a way that you know without a doubt this is worth every penny and more. But again, do not overgive. Don't overgive. Just because you're packaging it doesn't mean that you overgive. All right. Had to sneak that in there again. And the fourth step on how we go from fear-based pricing to CEO level pricing is stop negotiating against yourself. Stop negotiating against yourself. How do you do that? Too many women drop their prices before the client even asks. So I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're like writing a contract for a client and they're like, well, really? I know that you said the price point is this, but you'll say things like this. Well, normally I charge like $997, but I can kind of do it for you for $697. No, the price is the price, right? So stop doing that. Stop the letting the fear take over when you quote your price. Quote your price, and the price is the price, okay? And once you say that price, let it sit. Okay, my price point. Oh yeah, for that service is 2,500. Yeah. And then let the client decide if they're ready to invest. It's up to the client to make the choice, not for you to make the choice for them or to window your price down in order to, because you're afraid you're going to lose that specific client. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right. So again, the four steps from to move from fear-based pricing to CEO level pricing. Number one, check your beliefs about money. Number two, detach your value from your price. Number three, build confidence in your offer. And number four, stop negotiating against yourself. All right, now we're about to move into the millionaire move mindset. And we didn't talk about it earlier, but let's talk about it right now when we're talking about these millionaire moves. First of all, when people talk about millionaire, I know that this is kind of like some people get a little afraid. They get afraid because millions to some people is a lot, and millions to some people is not. And so when men and or even women in our community start hearing people talk about making millionaire moves, they're like, "What is that? Why is that?" And sometimes a few men, they will get a little intimidated, but don't even worry about that. Everybody should be thinking millionaire moves. Everybody should be thinking millionaire level type lifestyles and things like that. Why? Because when we can do more, we can not only help our families, but we can make better decisions spiritually, for mentally, physically, all of the things that we need to do, we would feel more safe. So, all of these things kind of make a contribution in terms of your overall lifestyle. And that's kind of why I'm always talking about the millionaire lifestyle. And really, the millionaire lifestyle is an abundant lifestyle. It's a lifestyle in which you can make the decisions that you need to make because you have what you need. And that's also where contentment falls in. But let's not get too far off that. Anyway, back to millionaire moves. Millionaire moves requires you to, number one, own your space. Own your space. Stop shrinking your light so that others can be comfortable. No, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not shrinking our light so others can be comfortable. We are showing up. And if we walk into a dark room, guess what? We're going to light it up. We're not going to be like, oh, let me not let my light shine because so-and-so-and-so is uncomfortable. So-and-so. No. The people who don't like your light shining, they can go into a dark room by themselves. It's okay. But the next millionaire move requires you to price with courage. Be courageous. Courageous means that you still feel the fear, but you still name your price boldly. You still are going to name that price boldly. So don't worry about that. Price with courage. The last thing that you're going to do with the millionaire move mindset is invest in yourself. How are you going to do that? If you're afraid to invest in yourself in coaching, mentorship, or other programs, guess what? You'll attract clients who are afraid to invest too. So what's going to happen is they're not going to buy anything from you because they don't feel that good energy. Energy matches energy. So when you start saying, man, I don't know where my clients are. Shift your energy. Shift your energy, and then people will come along. We always hear this, but we never really understand what it means until you don't have clients coming your way. Right? So let's make sure that we're shifting the energy, and it is exactly where it needs to be. All right. Let me add this portion because, of course, as you know, I'm a mindset coach, and we have to talk about the saboteurs and money. So your money mindset is tied to your saboteurs. Let's talk a little bit about it. What does that mean? Well, the pleaser saboteur makes you overgive. And again, overgiving is, I'm going to give this person this and this and this and this and this and this. And next thing you know, they have 20 items on something valued at less than $2,000, and you're talking about how great it is. It's not that great. It's not that great. Number one, you're not going to be able to sustain that. Checking off the list of all of these items that the person gives. And usually, they're not going to use all that stuff anyway. So even though you're adding stuff on to make it seem like they're getting this enormous amount of value, they're not going to appreciate it because they're not even thinking about the 99 things. They're just like thinking about maybe the one thing that they were interested in, and then it kind of, goes away. But going back to you as the pleaser saboteur, don't overgive your product and/or service. The avoider saboteur keeps you from having the hard conversation about money. This is where, when you are doing your sales call, you're afraid to tell the person the price. Like, you're just like going around, you keep adding and talking about all the other stuff that they're going to get or things that you're going to add on. Nobody wants that. They want you to be direct. Tell me, hey, thank you so much for meeting with me today. I'm happy to share with you this $2,500 package. And this $2,500 package, the results that you will see are such and such and such and such. Right? So talk directly about what they're going to get in terms of the results, the transformation that they're going to get. Don't sit around and talk about your credentials and all that other, people don't care about that stuff. Nobody's asking people for certificates and are you certified and the blah blah blah. People aren't asking those things these days. Okay, so make sure that again, you, the avoider saboteur, you're shifting that person to the side, right? And then, of course, the controller saboteur tries to hold everything together while silently resenting that you're not being paid enough. So who wants to not be paid enough? This is the worst feeling. There's nothing worse than, like, when you're maybe a little low on money, and then you tell a client that they can pay you this amount, and they do pay you that amount, and then the amount of work that you're doing, you're like so ticked off as you're doing the work because you basically didn't have them pay you enough. And you're like thinking about like all of the time and all of the things that you had to do in order to do this specific project. And it doesn't even come out to anything. Meaning that you're not like even recouping any money when it comes to even all of the things you had to purchase to make the sale or to do whatever you had to do for that specific person. So I love to tell my clients, don't forget to do your cost of goods analysis, because you want to make sure that you're making money every single time you're dealing with a client. And that's also going to help you with your pricing, your cost of goods sold, your COGS over what you spent, and making sure that you understand the percentage that you should be making in your industry for the price point that you are giving to your clients for your product and our service. That's a whole thing that we do, and I love that because people are like, what? I'm not charging enough? Absolutely, you're not. But you want to make sure that you're doing that. So the controller saboteur again tries to hold everything together while silently resenting. We don't want to be resentful of why we didn't get paid enough. Okay, so when you start managing all three of these saboteurs, what ends up happening is money starts to flow. Money flows and changes. And so as you become more open and abundant, so does your paycheck, right? So the money starts to flow in. So think about, hey, if you're feeling or having some situations where things are a little bit not in flow, again, go back to, let me change my price point from fear-based to CEO level pricing by checking my beliefs about money, detaching my value from the price, building confidence with my offer, and then stop negotiating against myself. And then let me do these millionaire move mindsets, which is own my own space. I'm pricing with courage, and then I am investing in myself. And as I invest in myself, other people will invest in me, right? Okay. All right. So let's now move on into practical pricing framework. This is going to be super, super, super quick. Excuse me. We're going to use four tips on how you can practically price your product and or service. So framework that you can use today to price with power is, number one, start with the transformation. Talk about the transformation that your client is going to get. What is the result that you're helping your clients to achieve? Are you helping your clients to achieve weight loss? Are you helping your clients to achieve sleep? Are you helping your clients to achieve rest? Are you helping your clients to achieve managing their emotional, mental, and emotional barriers and They're internal saboteurs. What are you helping your clients to achieve? Put a dollar amount on the value of the transformation. Okay, put a dollar amount on the value of the transformation. Super, super, super important. Now, number two, what you want to do is factor in your expertise. Now, when we start talking about expertise, you're not charging for like, oh, this is like $25 an hour. That's what we did in high school. That's when we had jobs at McDonald's and Taco Bell and all these other places where they were charging us hourly. No. Now we're grown adults and we've had some areas where we've worked in some industries. And what we didn't realize is that we were really becoming an expert in that industry. So now you are an expert. So now what you're going to do is you're going to charge for the years that it took you to master that craft in order to deliver that to your client as your product and or service. So, hey, yeah, this product does cost $2,500 specifically, and because I spent the last 15 years honing my craft at home or whatever you've been doing to deliver this to you today. And the transformation that you are going to receive is going to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay. So start with transformation. Factor in your expertise. Number three, align with your vision. This is super important because if your goal is a six-figure or a multi-million-dollar business, your pricing has to reflect that. You cannot make $100,000 a year charging somebody $10. Can't. Even though people are like, oh yeah, this person may, it so takes so much longer. So what you can't, what you want to do is you want to run the math, okay? Run the numbers. How many clients at your current price would you need to hit your goal? If your goal is 100K, if your goal is 250K, if your goal is 75, 750K, if your goal is $1 million, how many clients is it going to take at the current price? How many clients is it going to take at the current price? You should know that number hand over foot, right? And not only that, you should know it, and you should know how many people you got every quarter toward that goal so that you can say, man, I'm still not at the goal. So you know exactly how hard you need to dig, especially in this fourth quarter that's coming up next month. But yeah, so how many clients is going to take at your current price would you need to hit your goal? Super, super important. And the last and final thing is decide and stand firm. You know, I love this word, decide. Decide and stand firm. Once you set your price, stand firm in it. Don't apologize for it. Right? Don't discount it. Don't shrink. Stand in it like you're the CEO. Yes, and the price is $5,000 for me to take you to such and such and such to do this business retreat. Afterwards, you'll get a membership for the year, and your life is going to totally change. And I can guarantee a transformation in your life just as we even go over the weekend. Hey, sounds like a deal to me, right? All right. So I hope that here's what I want you to remember as we're closing out really right now. Pricing isn't just about the numbers, it's about your mindset, your confidence, and your willingness to step into those millionaire moves. Yes. Okay. So if you've been undercharging, today is your invitation to step into your CEO power. Today is your invitation to step into that CEO power, that price with confidence, that trust that women who are assigned to you, the ones that Allah has already written for you, that you, they will find you and they will invest in you, your product and or service, and your service, product and or service is needed. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you in the world. So, one thing I want you to know is that you are absolutely worth it. Your work is worth it. And the world needs you to show up at your full value. Your full value, your full price, okay? So step into, hey, let me change these prices in order for me to be stepping and presenting to the world my full value. All right? Okay, excellent. So if this episode spoke to you, share it with another sister, another entrepreneur who needs the reminder about pricing. And if you're ready to go deeper, join me inside the Lady Khadijah Institute, where we help women like you silence the saboteurs, build millionaire mindsets, and scale your businesses with faith and strategy. Okay? All right. Well, until next time, keep believing, keep building, and keep bossing up your businesses. Coach Naima, peace out. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.